Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have got news that is so big. It is probably the biggest news I've ever covered. If you go back 10 years ago, I would say that maybe once a year because things would get progressively crazier. The last few years, I say it every couple months. I routinely say this is some of the biggest news, but this, other than 9/11 being an inside job and what that means, that criminals run the government that work with Al-Qaeda, that's now out in the open, but we're told that war is over, move along, Homeland Security's for the American people, returning veterans. This piece of news, confirmed, double-vetted by Paul Watson, because I wanted to believe this wasn't true, but it's on the official GovTrack sites. It was first leaked, now it's hidden in plain view. This is so big. Now, we already know this. We already knew this. I've been to the urban warfare drills. I'd already observed it. I didn't need the government and media to tell me what I already knew. And I had the John Warren Defense Authorization Act, the NDAA, the Enemy Commissions Act, all of it. The Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, the Emergency Centers Establishment Act, the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program, the massive ramping up the last few years for internment specialists domestically, those public ads. I'm getting big chills right now. This morning when Watson sent me this document and we went and checked it and confirmed and checked it in the Army registry that it is indeed a document that was marked classified and has now been leaked and that it's on major GovTrack sites and contractor sites and it's confirmed and ties in with the other FM3-39.40. It's just absolute confirmation. To be like being the police and you get a witness that says they got out of a basement and that the guy was burying little kids in there. And you go, you get a warrant, you catch the guy when he's walking out his front door, you put him in handcuffs, you call in the specialist, you go in, you pull up the floorboards in the basement, there's a bunch of dead kids in there. That's what this is. We just took the floorboards up, man, and it's there. God. What does this say? It says we better beat these people and take this country back because they're going to go ahead with this plan. Or you can evacuate the country. But if we don't turn this around politically, it's going to mean a total shooting war with these people. And by the way, police and military, you know I know what I'm talking about. I had police officers and military calling in yesterday, and I'm like, have you not been trained that every police department will be attacked by veterans with improvised explosive devices? And the officer's like, he hesitates because they're told not to talk about it. And he goes, yeah, that's true. And have you not worked with the Army in raiding people's houses? Yes, we do. Well, I don't need you to tell me that. I've already been on this I've been really awake for 15 years. I've been on air for 17. The first few, I was a mainline libertarian, kind of a mainline Ron Paul type, before Ron Paul was known or cool. You know, get rid of the Federal Reserve, you know, cut taxes. Ladies and gentlemen, I went down the rabbit hole after that. And I just, still, even though I know this and I'd already seen it with my own eyeballs, it's so horrible. It's so horrible. It's so horrible. This totally confirms everything. It's so horrible, as if we needed more confirmation. But here it is. In fact, I almost had Watson change the headline, but I'm just going to go with the headline he has. It should be The Awful Truth, Re-education Camp, Concentration Camps for the American People Confirmed. And yeah, it's conservatives, libertarians, veterans, police officers that don't go along. You're to be taken to re-education, torture dungeons, and we have the document. It's coming up after the break. You might want to call your friends and family and tell them to tune in.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is the third day of May, 2012, on this live Thursday edition. We've got a lot of important news with Chin Guang Cheng and the betrayal by the State Department in China. We've got flu study that sparks censorship. Fight is published at last for the super mega flu that can kill 90%+ of people. We have Oklahoma City whistleblower, hero, grand juror, Abby Heidelberg dying of cancer. That being announced yesterday. We have a top link in the middle of drudgereport.com. Rand Paul launches campaign to end the TSA. That's an Infowars.com story. We've got a lot of news here, a lot. And Gerald Celente is going to be joining us in the third hour to talk about the economy, trends, and a host of other issues. But I want to just stop the presses right here. I want to just get everybody's attention, everybody to listen to me very, very carefully. A decade ago, maybe once a year, I would get on air and say, this is the biggest news I've ever covered. I remember coming back in 99 from an urban warfare drill in Oakland, where I witnessed Marines and foreign troops practice taking over Oakland and San Francisco and confiscating guns. And I came back with the video and I said, this is the biggest news I've ever brought you. During Katrina in 2005, I said the fact that they sent regular big army in with National Guard to confiscate guns, and they announced it on the news, this is the biggest news we've ever reported when it comes to our liberties in this country. 9/11, of course, up until 2001, I said, this is the biggest event ever. It'll be used to take our liberties, and you watch, it'll then be flipped from Al-Qaeda to the American people. That's now happened. There have been many of these benchmarks, but the article at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, breaking today, in the last 30 minutes, is staggering in its import. So I don't want to just cover this and then move on to the next thing. This confirms and validates everything that I have researched and seen in the last 17 years of deep focus. There is a giant underground semi-covert program to build a series of prison internment facilities at mothballed and current military bases, as well as sports stadiums, Walmart distribution centers, that's on record, and mothballed private prisons they've built. We already have the biggest prison population in the world, over 7 mil. That's double what China, with 1,300,000,000, has. We're not just number one. We're number one by light years. And it's going to get worse. They are announcing arresting people for nothing and disappearing into a black hole. You know about the NDAA, the secret arrest and disappearance of citizens. First, people denied that was in the bill. Then it was admitted. Then Obama said he's going to veto it. I told you he wouldn't. Turned out he demanded it. He was just doing that so opposition wouldn't form. Then he said, don't worry, I won't use the power. Now he says he will. That is a criminal government, 100%. And police and military, before I get to this new news, you have a decision to make. I can open the phones up for police right now, and they will call in and say, yes, we train with the military, and yes, the military gets in plain clothes, generally, you know, just police jackets that just say police, and help us raid high-threat targets, mainly gun shop dealers, gun shop owners, veterans, people like that, land rights people, folks like the man who had the little chicken farm up in Roswell, Georgia, and our intel is, and it fits in that Brigade Homeland was there and did kill him. Why not? Delta Force was used to kill the Davidians. Machine gun them. The flare footage was released. This has been a long-term strategic program. I've gotten documents. I've gotten eyewitnesses, Marine Corps officers to go public. In Road to Tyranny, that came out 10 years ago. It came out in February of 2002. He'd been a Marine Corps officer, then become a police officer, then become a computer software developer, no longer a police officer. Driving down I-35, he'd heard my show about military checkpoints on I-35. Just south of Austin and Kyle, drives into a military checkpoint. They're pulling people out of cars. He gets out and says this is illegal. They yell at him. He showed me documents, photos, all of it. He was raiding gun shop owners as a Marine in the late 1980s in Norfolk, Virginia. Let me just stop there and give you the big news. The point is that we have the Emergency Centers Establishment Act. We have the John Warner Defense Authorization Act. We have the Enemy Combatant Designation. We have the NDAA. Write these down. Look these up. This is real. Don't sit there and say, oh, I heard a rumor on Alex Jones. I'm giving you absolute proof. Okay? The Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program started in the 80s, declassified in 97 by Clinton. Because he was proud of it. They had it. Well, a dozen bases, and they opened a dozen more. They had Army running state and federal prisoners just to train them how to run a prison on bases. But this was secret. There were, and still are, it's expanded, prisoners under Army control, civilian prisoners, and they could keep it secret from the early 80s under Rex 84 until 1997. Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program. I sent all this to Glenn Beck. He was going to do a show on it. Fox told him no. So he had those Judas Goat, Benedict Arnold, arch traitors, Popular Mechanics on, looking like total slime. I mean, they're not even good liars. Sitting there like Sylvester with a canary in their mouth, lying to people and saying camps don't exist and building straw men and showing camps that we... I waited till the morning and they hadn't even done promos. And I said, I know what they're going to do. I told my crew months before... when Beck was hyping it, I said, they're going to go to well-known debunked FEMA sites that we've exposed to debunk. And I said it that day, and they did it. I know the mind of the enemy. I live this. I know what's going to happen. I'm getting the big breaking news in a moment, but you've got to hear the buildup so you understand the larger spectrum. And I'm giving you only a snapshot, even though it sounds complex. By the way, Beck, you left Fox because they didn't want you to attack the New World Order anymore, and you've done a better job since. There's still time to repent and go public with the camps to your big audience. I don't want to get off into Glenn Beck. The point is, there is no future if we don't stop this. Now, I had police and military calling in yesterday, and I would ask them, hey, you work with the military and warrant service? Yeah, we do. You know, and they're like, you're not really supposed to talk about that. That's illegal. That's illegal. That's why it's kept secret. That's illegal. And the answer is, well, we've just, you know, I had this Marine of Desert Storm 1 and some other operations drive me when Fox News wanted to interview me for ManCal. And I said, ManCal, I'm not flying there. I've told them I don't want to be on Fox. They say I do. And he begged and begged and begged. You know, nice guy. It's a side issue. And he said, just come do it by satellite. And Fox likes to send a car to make sure you show up on time. So here comes the car out to the country, pick me up. It's a Marine. He's got the Marine, you know, button on and stuff. And he goes, Alex, you know we've got Marines on the border for decades, you know. I'm like, yeah, I know. You guys shot that U.S. citizen goat herder there. And he goes, yeah. And, well, you know, he raised up his BB gun. And I said, yeah, the guy was basically mentally retarded. But that was a side issue. He thought he was telling me something about how, yeah, I know there's troops on the border. That's the point. You leave it wide open. The point is, all this is illegal because Congress should be doing that. And it should be public. And it should be to defend the border, not to control who can bring drugs in and who can't. The issue is there's a giant shadow government that now has been building this up and training and getting it ready for decades. Really since the 70s. Heated up in the 80s, accelerated in the 90s, and now it is in full train. You saw all those videos of tanks all over the country. Big mile-long, two-mile-long trains with Bradley fighting vehicles and other vehicles being delivered with woodland and grassland camo paint jobs for the U.S. all over the country. Desert to the southwest, camo to Michigan. And they are cashing these at secret backup points, not the local armory, which they know citizens may take. They are cashing them and preparing for war. You've heard the military on this show. When they just talk about secession in the Texas legislature, they were on alert in Oklahoma and Tennessee and Louisiana and New Mexico to invade the Texas. You're like, oh, yeah, right. Oh, you didn't remember last year when the unanimous House said you can't grab people's genitals, TSA? What'd the feds say? We're going to run a blockade. And the Speaker of the House said, what does that entail? We'll put fighter jets in the air. We will shoot down aircraft that enter the state of Texas. See, we're not in Kansas anymore. Perry, just to get political points, says we may have to have secession. The legislature talks about it. We have it in treaty rights, Lone Star State. Not really the only state that has that, though. New Hampshire and others have right to revolt as well and right to secede. They really all do, but stated in the founding and the voluntary entry by the treaty, by the country of Texas, my forebears created with many of your forebears. And they said, listen, we're going to put F-16s in the air. We're going to militarily blockade you. This was civil war. That's how the Civil War started. Okay, this is real. This is real. And let me tell you what they're going to do when we get back. They're planning to roll this out. They're planning to come arrest me. They're planning to arrest Rand Paul, Ron Paul, G. Edward Griffin, Gerald Celente, Joel Skousen, George Norrie, Glenn Beck, Matt Drudge. I'm not joking. Leaked U.S. Army document outlines plan for re-education camps in America, a political dissonance.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
HempUSA.org brings you pure camu berry powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order camu berry powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
It's the top story at InfoWars.com. Leaked U.S. Army document outlines plan for re-education camps in America. Well, what do you see in the KSLA TV piece about the clergy response team? They say, we work with the military that during martial law, you'll do what's required of you and submit in the camp and take your forced inoculations and turn your guns in and let your children be sent to another center. And they practice picking your kids up at the school, FEMA does, and taking them away and not telling you where they go. This is all part of the martial law system. That's why when somebody sees a gun, they lock down half the town where you live all the time. It's about training you to be a prisoner. TSA, it's all prisoner training. That's what happens when you get to a prison, is they do what the TSA does. It's prisoner induction. Leaked U.S. Army document outlines plan for re-education camps in America. You want to see what it looks like in an urban warfare drill, you can watch my film Police State 2000, or in the film that came out 4 years ago, Children of Men, when they're taking people into the camp processing area on the buses. That's exactly what Abu Ghraib and others look like. And the training they do over there, they admit, is for here. And they grab your wife, they grab your kids, and they got people working in these things that like to rape kids. Remember, that's in the Army's own report on Abu Ghraib and other camps. Raping of children with battery acid. Look it up. I'm not joking. Continue. Leaked U.S. That's Jeffrey Dahmer. That's what the good guys do now. It's not the general military. It's special perv units. Leaked U.S. Army document outlines plan for re-education camps in America. Political activists would be pacified to sympathize with the government. This is a leaked U.S. Army document prepared for the Department of Defense, contains shocking plans for political activists to be pacified. We're going to put that PDF on screen now. Again, leaked U.S. Army document prepared for the Department of Defense contains shocking plans for political activists to be pacified by PSYOP officers, psychological warfare officers, into developing an appreciation of U.S. policies. This is domestically, it goes on to say. Now, that's teaching them how to have Stockholm Syndrome. Enjoy their masters. And most cowards do. They do a mind flip where they actually believe it. Thank you for torturing me. Thank you for putting me in a labor camp. I understand my children need to be kept in another area. And then the other minions in the camp will tattle on you and things, creating a psychology that they have power and watch you be drug away and tortured because they heard you talk bad. And they'll actually start smiling and kissing the rear end of the abusers. And this is what America is now. This happens in every other country. This is the Gulag Archipelago. This is what Alexander Solzhenitsyn talked about. You want to be slaves? You got it. This is what you want. This is what you get. This is what you want. This is what you get. Let's come back with the theme song of Hardware. I think it's called The Order of Death, the name of the band. Let's try to find that. Thank you. Oh, let me continue. This is at InfoWars.com. It should be the number one story in America today, but you'll send it to friends and family, and they won't even go look and find out it's real. They'll just say, oh, that's not true. Oh, the NDAA isn't real. The checkpoints on the highways with the TSA isn't real. None of that's real. That's why I got so mad and started screaming at that guy yesterday who called up, and he didn't deny that he had the National Guard marching around in Minnesota on the streets to condition people. He just said that I was being biased. Oh, yeah, you bet I'm biased towards freedom. You bet I've been to dozens of urban warfare training drills and witnessed them trained to come in our houses and take our kids away from us and take our guns and beat the daylights out of us if we're lucky. You bet I'm biased against that, pal. That's why I went into a rage. Because I'm so upset about what we're going into here. And I want to turn it around. But your level of denial out there is not helping, folks. The document entitled FM3-39.40. By the way, I've got old manuals, what they did in Vietnam and stuff. This is right out of it when you read it. Resettlement and internment operations. Again, internment resettlement operations, PDF, was originally released on a restricted basis to DOD in February of 2010. Remember, that's when the documents came out about the massive ramp up and build up to hire tens of thousands of additional internment specialists for in the U.S. during civil emergencies. And it said to run the barbed wire and the checkpoints and the different jobs you'd have and then the crews getting the camps ready with water and latrines and all that. Billions of dollars being spent and Pentagon whistleblowers calling us and pointing out documents that were on the federal purchase order sites and then the so-called patriots all going, there's Alex again, fear-mongering. Again. Even our supposed people that are awake are so cowardly that they won't even admit how dire our straits are. If we're going to get out of this, we're going to have to grow up and realize what's happening. I'm going to try to shut up when we come back and just read Watson's article. But it is important to get this out to everybody now. It's at InfoWars.com.
This is what you want. This is what you get. This is what you want. This is what you get. This is what you want. This is what you get. This is what you want.
What you want, this is what you get. You want tyranny? You want to laugh at people that are worried about it? This country is so soft and has had so much freedom, people have no idea the type of hardcore evil that has been premeditatedly developed and put in place. It is a program. I know exactly where it leads from history, but in their own documents. It is guaranteed that the global elite are trying to bankrupt and break this country, destroy the family, bring in hellish Agenda 21, and re-educate this country. In fact, we have the clip of the Attorney General saying, I met with the media to brainwash the public against guns. This is brainwashing. That's why they have the military in all the schools now. I've worked in radio stations. I've been in 590 as a guest. When they bring in a PSYOP officer with a book he's published about how great Afghanistan is, and the guy confronts me in the hall with his eyes twinkling, you know, getting off on the fact that he's a secret agent. And I just said, man, you're a traitor. And he was in there running PSYOP saying, this is like 5 years ago, that, well, Gruckheimer says that we kill men, women, and children, but, and then in the hall trying to intimidate me. So I just blew up at the guy and told him he was a traitor. I mean, just because, I want to say something, just because you've been brought into this as a senior police officer or military officer or bureaucrat or contractor, you're being fed psyops and lies as well. Your future is being destroyed. Just because you've joined with this through peer pressure, you know, they get you in and slowly test you, and by approximation, you'll do anything. I mean, I don't need the police to call in. I have the documents. We first broke in 98. Because the FBI showed up at an Army checkpoint where Mike Hansen, my camera guy, just ran into it on I-35, and they were telling him not to film. They were searching cars, searching buses, and the FBI agent gives him a document, and it says restricted. He goes, here's the press release, and drives off. It had the phone numbers, Fort Hood, and the 77 counties it responds to, the other bases that respond to the other counties that's in my film. the takeover. And then I started talking to police officers over the years, and I found out there was this giant secret program that they send the Army, the Marines in when a veteran won't give their guns up, when a farmer won't give their land up. The military's been killing Americans for at least 20 years, well, since the late 80s that I know of, so 24 years or so. I'm going to explain again. The regular Army and Marines kill citizens, from my intel, on a weekly basis. And once they get the police involved in something that's illegal, they're compromised. And again, our intel is, that's why we can't get the sheriff's department, the marshal's office, or the police to say they were there. And I've since made some calls and confirmed what the caller told us about family at the base. They sent Brigade Homeland out of Fort Stewart in there to kill that guy that wouldn't come out of his house in Georgia. That's why they're acting so freaked out when I sent reporters up there. I knew, my nose smelled something on that. But it doesn't matter. I have the interviews. I have the documents in other cases. Remember the head of Brigade Homeland in Army Times 4 years ago said, yeah, we're going to be pulling triggers on the American people. We'll also be helping at car wrecks and things. That's the PR psyop. He said, we're going to be pulling triggers. The Army Times didn't retract that. They just removed it 2 days after we pointed it out. But we saved it. That's why you have DWI checkpoints run by National Guard, big Army, Marines, Air Force MPs are a big part of this. All right, continuing here. That's why at the Kentucky Derby, that's why at the Super Bowl, now at high school sports, the Army's there. And they're running security, and they've got live ammo. It's to get everybody acclimated. See, the evil people that have hijacked our government have to sell us that torture's good, and sell us that checkpoints are good, and sell us that the TSA is good, and sell us that tyranny's good, and sell us that all these wars are good. And I heard a caller yesterday to a friend of mine, Jeff Ward's show, here locally in Austin on 590 AM, one of our local affiliates. And they were talking about Afghanistan 10-plus years later, will it ever end? I heard a good old boy call in, the ignorant type, and he was associating, and I'm going to get to the concentration camp news, the biggest breaking news ever. He was associating his power with the system, and he said, these people just keep killing each other. So we go in there and we say, you quit killing each other, or we're going to kill all of you. We'll just kill everybody in the country. And let me tell you, that's what I hear from a lot of people. And it's this, we'll just parking lot them. Most of these guys have never been there, don't know the history. They don't know that it's basically medieval over there. Those people aren't attacking us unless you attack them. It's a blood vendetta, just like people were in America until 50 years ago. You kill my brother, I kill you. That was the old rule. So we're these castrated men that but act tough all day and go, just parking lot all the Arabs. Really, the global banks hate you even more than those Arabs because they know you could revert back to being a caveman at any time, which is what they fear. They want the little metrosexual males running around, you know, being bossed around by their wives or girlfriends. That's what they want. You understand that? That's what all this is about. And I heard a caller call, and it was so incredibly eloquent, but he was also passionate. And he was like, I can't believe this is America. I can't believe George Washington froze his butt off at Valley Forge and crossed the Delaware and Trenton, New Jersey, and you know, went through all those battles over 7 years so that we could talk about just genociding whole groups of people. And he went on to say even Hitler, when he went into a country, didn't genocide everybody and said you can keep your culture. This guy's like, you'll take our culture, you're dead. What is our culture? A plastic, globalist, fake facsimile, garbage-filled system. And the caller went on to say, that's what the government does. They say, we're going to give you shots, and we'll take your kids. And you're going to not spank your kids. And we're going to do what we say, or we're going to send SWAT teams. It's a bunch of global social engineers that telling us what we're going to do. Okay, so that's what we're talking about here. All right, again, this is the biggest news I've ever covered because it confirms everything we already knew. I already know this, but the fact that this is on the major GovTrack sites and the fact that we separately have the bids the bid process for all of this that government people have called up. I've had government employees, high level, mid level, call up, say their names, be guest on the show, and have the courage to come on and say, all right, let's walk through this on air, going through these government purchase sites and these government bid sites. You see this, you see that. That's for the barbed wire. That's for the checkpoints. That's for the internment specialist. That's for the. Well, now we have the manual. This is public. This is confirmed. We now have the manual. Ladies and gentlemen, for how they're going to break the people up, how they're going to control them, and how they're going to run psyops on them. And we have the clergy response team stuff where they're going to have the preachers inducting people into these sprawling camps during the collapse. See, they'll also sell it that you need to be in it because of relocation, but then there's going to be prisoners who are troublemakers, see? There's going to be camps within camps, just like at Abu Ghraib or just like at Camp X-Ray. And they've got the whole charts of how they do it. Now, this was secret. This got leaked. But this is now on the official government sites. They're confirming it's real and, of course, doing an investigation so they can arrest whoever leaked it. Well, there's going to be more leaking. The globalists go full bore with all this. There's going to end up being a major shooting war in this country, and it's not going to be documents that are going to be leaking. It's going to be brains and guts and blood. And by the way, I've seen enough in life to know I'm not looking forward to that. I tell you, this is real, ladies and gentlemen. This is real. They plan to march the U.S. military and the police right into the American people. And in a way, that's why they're teaching all the police, you will face veterans, you will have improvised explosive devices against you. When they're taking people's kids and taking people's guns and everything's collapsing, the feds will stage a few bombings to you up front to demonize the veterans, but there'll be real attacks, actually. They're planning a total civil war where people are forced. Well, I can't go to the camp. You're not going to take my kids. And then these vets are going to go wait for people on the highway. They're going to wait for the cops and the military. And it's on. And again, the globalists plan to destroy our military with this. They soft kill you with the vaccines and the rest of it. They plan on you being defeated by the American people. And that's public. They admit they're going to use troops from 15 nations during civil emergencies to deal with insurrection and terrorists. NLE09, FEMA.gov. Type in NLE09, FEMA.gov. You'll read it. I mean, this is so hardcore. The master plan to use us against each other to kill each other. And what do you do when they're coming to take you to some stinking camp and take your little children from you? The police don't need to be told this. You understand you're going to face millions of people. You understand you're going to be absolutely stomped into the ground. You understand that, don't you? And that's not talk. That's a real analysis. But that's the plan. We cannot allow this to take place. Heaven help us. This is going to be so horrible. And again, think of all the things you didn't think would actually happen that have now happened. Think about what we've turned into. We've got to repent and ask God to heal this country. And we've got to have the police and military speak out. Heaven help us. And here's what's going to happen. Most of the military is awake. 70%+ gave their donations to Ron Paul. A lot of the police are waking up right now. But the problem is once we start killing each other, and they'll prime it, just like with the Shiites and the Sunnis, where they would blow up mosques and stuff, the CIA and others, to get everybody fighting with each other. MI6 got caught doing it. Israelis got caught, London Guardian. Once they get us killing each other, it'll just start up on its own. Listen, we've got to be smart enough to not do this. That's why they've infiltrated militias. That's why they're always trying to get them to attack the military and police preemptively to start this war. That's why when my guys pulled up in Pittsburgh to talk to the military, they called the police on them and said they were terrorists just for saying, hey, you're violating posse comitatus. The military was seeing us as enemies. But if you show the military the hat trick, if you show them how they've been manipulated, it's so simple. They go, oh, yeah, I get that now. And then you show them all these documents and how this was all premeditated and how when they're out of the military, they're now the number one enemy. Oh, that really? Oh, yeah. They know you're going to get out of the military and understand how you were fooled. When you're 18, 20 years old, you're not. That's why you're the enemy. Let's continue. That is the enemy of the globalist. Leaked U.S. Army document outlines plan for re-education camps in America. Political activists would be pacified to sympathize with the government or to be given Stockholm Syndrome is what it is. A leaked U.S. Army document prepared for the Department of Defense contains shocking plans for political activists. See, this confirms the camps, which were confirmed, they said, for emergencies. It confirms they're political. To be pacified by psychological warfare officers into developing an appreciation of U.S. policies. That means banker policies. While detained in prison camps inside the United States. What did I play just yesterday? Or 2 days ago? Attention, attention, attention. American forces are here to help. Remain calm. We will not tolerate civil disobedience. I shot that video, you're saying. And then I show video in Police 80,000 where they admit it's four citizens in America in gun confiscation. The manual, the document titled FM3-39.40, linked at Infowars.com, Internment and Resettlement Operations PDF, was originally released on a restricted basis to DOD. Yeah, they can't even let regular military get this. In February of 2010, but it's now been made public. Yeah, leaked. The manual outlines policies for processing detainees into internment camps, both globally and inside the United States. International agencies like the UN and Red Cross, see the headline could even be UN to run FEMA camps, are named as partners in addition to domestic federal agencies, including the Department of Homeland Security and FEMA. Oh, man. Rural Council, all of it. Heaven help us. The department makes it clear that the policies apply within U.S. territory and involve DOD support, I'm quoting, to U.S. civilian authorities for domestic emergencies and for designated law enforcement and other activities, including man-made disasters, accidents, terrorist attacks, and incidents in the U.S. and in territories. Aside from enemy combatant and other classification of detainees, the manual includes the detention of civilian internees. Every time in Austin and everywhere else, they set up aircraft hangars or bus terminals and put barbed wire in them and put you inside and then run buses to make you sick. Oh, man, it's bad. In other words, citizens who are detained for security reasons, for protection, or because he or she committed an offense against the detaining power. You hear that quote? You're detained, permanently detained. Once the detainees have been processed into the internment camp, the manual explains how they will be re-educated. You heard me right. It says re-educated. And what has Obama said? They say when they say in the manuals under the FEMA Corps, when your parents are arrested, you're sent to a youth camp where they put peer pressure on you, and they're even able to break most people's children and have them turn against their family. And Rahm Emanuel told C-SPAN how they were going to do that, how you'll be sent to these camps. Let me tell you, you're not putting your filthy hands on my kids, you scumbags. You understand that? Let me tell you, folks, this stuff all goes down. We have got total criminals in control who are taking an absolute blueprint of evil against us. It goes on. Once the detainees have been processed into the internment camp, the manual explains how they will be re-educated with particular focus on targeting political dissenters into expressing support for U.S. policy. The re-education process is the responsibility of the psychological operations officer, also known as a traitor against America, I should add, whose job it is to design PSYOP products that are designed to pacify and acclimate detainees, or DCs, as they're called, to accept U.S. or IR facility authority regulations. That's UN, ladies and gentlemen, according to the document. That's a quote. The manual lists the following roles that are designed to the PSYOP team. Identifies malcontents, trained agitators, and political leaders within the facility. Oh, yeah. They're going to turn me over to the absolute just torturers, man. Yeah, well, good luck. Good luck. Problem is the coward torturers will sit back while troops are dying, bringing people into these pigs. Whew, tell you what. This is so evil. Identifies malcontents, trained agitators, and political leaders within the facility who may try to organize resistance or create disturbances. Yeah, you don't want to try to escape out of the camp in America. Oh, my God. Develops and executes indoctrination programs to reduce or remove antagonistic attitudes. Identifies political activists. provides loudspeaker support, such as administrative announcements, facility instructions when necessary. I'm going to come back with the rest of it. I'm reading directly from the document.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. Don't worry. Tyrants always fall. And I know the lay of the land. I've thought about this probably more than anybody out there alive who's on the side of liberty. We're going to win. Some of us aren't going to make it through this. But that is not what matters. Freedom and dignity and honor and innocence. Every time I look at my children, other people's children, how innocent and good they are, I realize that we just absolutely should be honored to fight this tyranny and should not be afraid at any level. The only fear you need to have is of not, while you're alive this one time, standing up against these people in this test. But this is so real. And again, it's accelerated. It's built to a fever crescendo. My father was approached by a patient of 10 years who revealed to him he was a Homeland Security spy and wanted him to spy on his patients. My dad played along with it to discover more and found out it was real. Called the card number, all of it, and then went to talk to the dentists that work under him, and they had all been visited at their homes by other Homeland Security. Ladies and gentlemen, the average person gets approached by this and gets on a power trip. If you're out there listening and think you're special, a preacher, a doctor, a lawyer, a government person, an InfraGuard corporate person, you think you're special, you're always told that, you're known as a dupe, useful idiot, moron, okay? And the type of people, you know, my dad said that this person, you know, is very narcissistic, very weak. He said the Homeland Security people he talked to were the same way. Well, yeah, we're fighting an army of just scum. These people are filth. But they've got our military working for them. So what are they going to do when most of the military is awake? They're going to have stunts. They'll blow up Chicago with a nuke, or they'll attack a bunch of bases with rogue groups and put patsies on TV and then say, we attacked the military. But I don't see them getting away with it if we get this information out. You know, Ron Paul will be on national shows and go, what about Alex Jones? You're on a show and admitted cancer going on. He goes, well, I'm not saying that's happening now, but it could be a danger. No, it's real. It's real. They don't want you knowing. Homeland Security got Time Warner to ban the Jesse Ventura show that I basically honchoed. I mean, that one episode was like 85% Alex Jones, you know, my seal. It was real. And they went absolutely conniption ape, threatening. I'm not supposed to get into it. Not supposed to get into it. The point is, this is real, ladies and gentlemen. Believe me, if you were on the area I'm at and you see what I see, let me tell you it's real. And let me tell you it's bad. And you heard the cops yesterday, people going, yeah, we do have the military on warrant service. Yeah, it's secret. See, I mean, that's so illegal. Giant covert operations that they're now just phasing out. And it goes on. Provide loudspeaker support. In fact, get that video we played 2 days ready. The video we played 2 days ago ready where it's attention, attention, attention. Helps the military police commander control detainee and D.C. Populations during emergencies, plans and executes PSYOP program that produces an understanding and appreciation of U.S. policies and actions, which means banker policy inside the U.S. Our policy is the Bill of Rights Constitution, but you hate that. Remember, this is not restricted to insurgents in Iraq who are detained in prison camps. The manual makes it clear the policies also apply within U.S. territory under the auspices of DHS and FEMA. The historical significance of states using internment camps to re-educate detainees is, in fact, that it is almost exclusively practiced by repressive and dictatorial regimes like the former Soviet Union and Stalinist regimes like modern-day North Korea. Then he goes through how we've documented it all and the other admissions. Ladies and gentlemen, red alert, DEFCON 1, maximum alert, maximum alert, maximum, maximum alert. Get this article at Infowars.com. Get it out to every talk radio host, every website, to your police chief, everyone.
Big Brother, mainstream media,
government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's hour number two. We're going to have open phones and other news during this hour. Quite frankly, I have trouble covering anything but this. The import of it is just gargantuan and staggering. Always informative. One of my mother's favorite guests, Gerald Celente, is coming up in the third hour. I want to explain something here. If we give in to fear, if it freaks us out as the camps, the re-education, as all of this is exposed and then implemented, and the highway checkpoints, all of it, if we give in to it and decide to submit to it thinking we're going to be safe, we allow the full tyranny to come in. They've set up their command bases of evil, and they're trying to roll it out now, but it's one thing to set it up, another thing to roll it out. This is the time that tries men's souls. This is the beginning of the fight, the beginning of all the preparations we've made, all the desperate warning and then copying pamphlets and DVDs and writing Infowars.com on the Federal Reserve notes. All of the trench warfare in the info war, all of our psyops of truth up against their mountains of sophisticated brainwashing and programming. Truth up against lies. This is it. Toe-to-toe with the New World Order. Toe-to-toe with people that funded Hitler, Stalin, Mao, and all the others. It's all just beta test. This is the big attempt to take down the Republic. This is the big enchilada, the big kahuna. This is it. This is the beginning. You already see stuff's getting wilder by the minute. And the next 4 or 5 years are just going to be insane. And if they bring in a Mitt Romney and then have terror attacks, a lot of Americans will go along with this. Because first they're going to have the army, in turn a bunch of disheveled Occupy Wall Street type people. And then it'll be some black nationals and it'll be some illegals. That was the Rex 84 plan, was to roll it out that way. See, they expertly get Obama to set up a bunch of it to get the left behind it. Then they bring in a Republican, use it on the left, then bring a Democrat back in. And, I mean, this could be a 10-year operation, or it could be this year. Or Obama could set off nukes, his controllers could, and say domestic groups did it with Al-Qaeda. I mean, it's all there. They've got different scenario attack profiles. But just know, they always planned to end the fake war on terror against Al-Qaeda and say it was for guys wearing John Deere hats and cowboy hats and people that love, you know, Andy Griffith from Mayberry. And that's basically what it is now. It's just pell-mell, pedal to the metal, bum-rush demonization of people that the globalists don't like. And that's Americans. If you are somebody that the founding fathers would like, if you're somebody who just common sense and wants freedom, private property, Second Amendment, men are men, women are women, when, you know, when cars were fast and there weren't poison additives in the food. I mean, if you're just a straight up regular guy who isn't a coward, the New World Order sees you as a threat. If you're a metrosexual, trendy, walking around, acting like a moron, they love you. Just drink your fluoride, eat your GMO, take your vaccines, get a neurological disorder at 40-something, get cancer at 60-something so they can suck all your savings out. You'll never know what hits you. That's who they want. That's who they want. And I look at what pus-filled, weak vessels the New World Order people are. How pathetic they are. Only the fact that good people have a blind spot towards evil is the only reason these guys can attack us. It's like we're wearing blinders. Take the stinking goggles off. Take the plugs out of your nose and smell the rotten flesh of the New World Order and listen to what's being said. Because let me tell you, the out-of-control, classical, comic book-level tyranny is staring you in the eyes. I mean, it's lined up right there. Not a game. Not a joke. It's toe-to-toe with the New World Order. So get the word out while we still have communication systems. Give the number out when we come back. Stay with us.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Part of the psyop that takes place, because our military and media is run by foreign enemies of this country, foreign banks, is when the NDAA clearly stated that it would allow the secret arrest of Americans, secret torture, secret killing, secret disappearance. The media came out and said it couldn't be true. But and then there was a debate about whether or not it was true, and then they admitted it was true. But Obama said he wouldn't sign it, but of course he did. That's another psyop. Tell you it's not going to pass, so ignorant people will then argue when it does pass and say, no, Obama was against that. Because if you lie, it doesn't matter if some people know you're lying as long as the general public is ignorant and it confuses things. Because then you make the debate about whether or not the NDAA even exists. Now, all over the country, started about 5 years ago, they have TSA checkpoints on highways, at bus terminals, trains. They're now going to be at the cruise terminals groping your genitals. It's all an act of domination. Total federalization, totally illegal. Threat Fusion Center, SWAT teams federalized, total control. Then they start hiring every month tens of thousands more domestic internment specialists to be at old military bases, and we have the purchase orders and the bid process to expand these camps. And they're like, okay, well, there are camps. You go to the congressman, you say, well, I got the legislation to fund more camps. There's no legislation. Here it is. Oh, I do remember that now. Oh, that's just to help children. Well, we saw one of the camps that actually does have playscapes for children. We saw children on it. They were probably happy little children, though, weren't they? And he talked to Ventura like he was a child on that TV show. That's the psyop. They go get training in this. Because even if you know they're lying, it still takes it back to the fact that they're acting like they don't understand what you're saying to them. Cass Sunstein, we're like, here's your papers where you say, arrest people that disagree with the government. Find them, fee them, outlaw it. Define conspiracy theory as asking questions and not believing known liars, and then fine us, fee us, or arrest us. And Sunstein goes, I don't remember. I've written a lot of papers, and starts laughing at him, even though he wrote them 3 years ago and it's been all over the news and he's responded to it before. He just smiles and goes, I don't know what you're talking about. And then just smiles at him because there's that denial. So that there can't be a real debate because he knows people are watching that aren't going to go check the information. He's counting on their ignorance. And he looks at Luke knowingly, like going, it doesn't matter if you're awake, Sonny. I'm going to get these people. That's the message. It doesn't matter, Jones, how many documents and pieces of legislation you have and how many camps you've been to. The sheep are going to hear this and they're not going to go check. They're not going to pass this forward on their email list or Facebook or Twitter. They're not going to go to Real Alex Jones on Twitter and get our Twitter tweet on this and retweet it. They're just going to go, oh, yeah, camps. Or even those that do listen are just going to repeat it. Well, we can break that. I remember being on radio shows for over a decade and going, you're the guy that says the Gulf of Tonkin to get us into Vietnam was staged. Ah, conspiracy theorist. Then in 2004, the 40th anniversary of 1964 event, they declassify that it was all staged, release the audio tapes of McNamara telling the president over the phone from D.C. to outside Austin at the LBJ Ranch how they were going to lie to the public and how they would phase it in and get the Gulf of Tonkin resolution. And the president's taken the orders from the former corporate executive who was the real president. He's there going, taking his orders. There's always an imperial legate in there who really commands the president. In public, he says yes, sir, to the president, but not in private. Not in private. And people are saying, why are you talking about this? The point is, it was never a conspiracy theory the Gulf of Tonkin was staged. Good men from those ships who came back said, we were not attacked, it was all a lie. Including one captain and one first mate. They quietly got in trouble. That was in the San Diego Herald Tribune months after the Gulf of Tonkin when their ships got back. They waited till they got back. They went and told. The paper did its job, reported it. but it became a rumor. I had that article. I'd had the historians on. I'd seen copies of it in books. I'd gone and checked. I knew. I knew. It wasn't a rumor for me. I knew. But I don't just believe documents. I've been to the urban drills. I've witnessed them trained to put Americans and say it's for America in camps and take your guns and take your children away from you. And I just read, if you just joined us, I want to hear from police and from active duty military. I'd also like to hear from pastors. They take you in. They tell you you're part of a secret program, give you an InfraGuard card, give your church, small or large, a little bit of money, you know, a new van, some new TVs. And now you're part of the faith-based initiative. Now you're not a church. You're not even a charity. You're a government front. You're a collaborator with the bankers and their takeover. I don't care if they put American flags on the outside of it. It's anti-liberty. It's total evil. And so the preachers and all the rest of them, you go to any church this weekend, it's worship the government, do what you're told, it's of the Lord. I mean, just unbelievable, getting ready for the collapse. But the thing is, it isn't even do what you're told because the government's good and got good people in it, and we've got an outside threat. This is the very bankers imploding our society, bringing this in. So I want to hear, because you guys are so cowardly, especially the preachers, that because you know this is classified and you've been told not to talk about it, you won't call in about the clergy response team, even though I had the documents 6 years ago. And since then, there'll be a newscast on it, running PSYOP. We've played those newscasts here. And the police are so scared when they call in, even as listeners. I go, so you've worked with the military and warrant service, haven't you? Well, yeah, I'm not supposed to get into this. It's everybody, folks. It's a giant secret program, and they've gotten our police that are supposed to be under state charter, under the municipal government, to be little secret agents, and they get off on it. You know, the TV's always, ooh, CIA, ooh, classified, like it's rock star status. It's all fake. It's nothing. It means being disreputable and traitorous against this country. You understand that? The modern-day CIA, you could undoubtedly say, is a foreign power, is a group of mercenaries of a foreign power. And there's hundreds of thousands of CIA agents, officers, and millions of their minions in the United States. I'd estimate it's at 10 million under direct CIA control. I mean, every dentist my dad knows has been approached to spy on everybody in their office. And it's like, well, what's the spying? I don't know. Not paying taxes, marijuana, pills, talking bad about the government. It's folks, it is a total Stasi state where everybody starts ratting everybody out. The people get scared. They know it's a tyranny. So they start going along with it. A lot of people are going to get really energized and aggressive with this system, not because they believe the propaganda, but because they're such smoking cowards. And statistically, by the way, the system likes to destroy them. That's one of their favorite little dishes. So those poor idiots have no idea what's about to happen to them. Historically, these operatives, when they take over, respect and fear people like myself, Ron Paul, and others, because they know we understand. And they're usually compartmentalized and get totally freaked out by somebody that decompartmentalizes things for them. But the country will be destroyed. It will totally fall in the third world cesspit if the globalists have their way. This is it. This is it. And it's so real, it makes my head spin. So I want to hear from military, because I know there's over 100,000 of you at least, active and former, who can be called back up, who in the last decade have been phased through this civilian inmate labor camp PSYOP program that I covered in the last hour that's the biggest news ever. Leaked U.S. Army document outlines plan for re-education camps in America. And I want to hear from pastors who, A, said no to the clergy response team or said that they would go along with it. I mean, it's time to come to the altar. Show everybody that you repent of being part of the clergy response team. Have a little courage. Stop being a coward. Your ancestors are looking down on you from heaven, and you're a shameful person if you don't have the will to call in and admit what you've done. I mean, we already know it, but it's good to talk about it, to at least get you out in the open discussing this. And I want to hear from police. I mean, is there nothing you won't go along with? You know, I had a guy calling, he's a listener, he's a fan. Yeah, he knows that was a good guy they killed up in Georgia. That's where he's from. He's now down in San Antonio as a senior officer. And I go, and yeah, you work with the military, don't you, in Secret Warrant Service? Yeah, we do. It's totally illegal. It's totally secret. And the fact that you had to hesitate before saying it. Look, the globalists know it. They set it up. The little public doesn't know. They don't know. They don't know. They don't understand. They think they're not going to go look at my article and my PDF and the government documents. They're just going to say, oh, Alex Jones talking about a police state takeover. Yeah, that fearmonger who said they'd have TSA checkpoints on highways. Well, they do, but he's still a fearmonger. They're ratcheting this up to see what they can get away with. We've got to go absolutely hog wild ape and scream bloody murder and run around like chickens with our heads cut off with this information. Get this article, leaked U.S. Army document, outlines plan to re-education camps in America. And it goes through breaking up the families, psyops, taking the political dissidents away. I mean, this makes NDAA look tame, saying they'll secretly arrest us. Because this states, it's for people politically active. I already knew that under the COINTELPRO and under Rex 84. Even preachers in there that are establishment, they've got targeted and watched and will decide to arrest later because they've got actuaries and they know your moral fiber, that they know you're a dupe. At the certain level down the road, they know statistically when you're going to buck up against it. They're just going to come by and kill you. That's in the InfraGuard documents. They're going to kill you and say it was a suicide. They're going to kill preachers, talk show hosts. It's going to be hell on earth. They railed against the crown.
They railed against the crown.
Another ragtag band.
The ragtag band.
They were terrorists.
Declaring independence.
They laid their bodies down.
Laid their bodies down.
In a bloody war.
On a bloody war.
For liberty for their descendants.
For their descendants.
That's us.
Thanks.
Thanks to those renegades, we're free today.
Free today.
In fact, later, John, I know you've got that song in the computer up there. I want to maybe come back later in the hour with Renegades by Steve Voss. Thank God for the Renegades. All right. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I want to explain something. When the Army says they'll follow orders to secretly arrest citizens, that's illegal. I mean, that's an order like Hitler saying, shoot that kid in the head. And if you do it, you're an accomplice. All of this is illegal. The military assisting, oh, I know, they've got the training, so they're going to help you. It's all about getting you ready for this. The drug war, all of it's to corrupt you. And now it's coming out in the open, and now they admit, yeah, we're going to take you to re-education centers, political dissidents that don't agree with the government. Because they say that's the policy of the U.S. is the government, not the American people. You don't have free speech in America. You're not going to have private property either. Only the big mega banks are. Agenda 21, all of it. It's all accelerating. And if you think stuff's moving fast now in a year or two, lightning speed, lightning, lightning, lightning. Maybe next week, maybe 2 years from now. But, I mean, it's coming to that flashpoint. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. We've got military, police, listen to the podcast, police officer just retired, police, pastor. Who should I go to first? Who's been holding the longest? I'll try to shut up and go to you guys quick because I know you're busy. Let's go to military, police, David in New Jersey. David, was this any secret to you, this document?
Actually, Alex, not at all. To be honest with you, I've been trying to call in for a few weeks. I listen to you all the time. I actually got into probably 2 years ago. The weird thing with me is, like, I had been seeing how the country's going in, and I came in on the military with, like, the intention to do good, and it really bothered me how, like, the whole war on terror turned out to be a whole bunch of garbage. I actually experienced, when you're talking about the whole false flag issues, regarding, I received an award for catching two people on terror watch list at a gate. And I can provide that documentation to you. And the thing that really bothered me and what turned me on to you was the FBI knew where they were the entire time. I let them just come right up to the gate. And who the hell knows what would happen. It bothers me that they let him in the country with no passport or anything.
Exactly. They were, well, that's in the news today, where even mainstream media admits they're creating and leading the groups and trying to get them to attack.
Absolutely. I mean, they knew what they ate that day. Like, when it came out, they were held for 6 hours at our base. And when it came out 6 hours later, the FBI knew what they ate that morning. They were in the country with no passport, no identification, no nothing. And it just so happened that they had a dependent that...
Of course, they bring them in. And of course, they sell it. Oh, it's for the Muslim extremists. No, in the training manuals, it's for people like Charlie Daniels, basically. So expanding on this, what do you make of this re-education camp thing for political dissidents?
I mean, you know that's been in the works for how long? I mean...
No, I know, but now that this has been leaked, I'm asking, have you yourself seen this document?
Oh, no, I have not. I didn't see it until I went to InfoWars a couple minutes ago. Seen the document.
What do you make of it?
What do I think about it? I can tell you this right now, Alex. The military is not going to turn on the citizens. I can guarantee you that. Percentage-wise, I would say the military is some of the most awake people out there.
I agree. Yeah, they weren't 10 years ago, but it's unbelievable. I think we've really checkmated the globalists. Well, then why are the globalists moving forward with all this? Do they think the TSA is going to be their shock troops?
Oh, absolutely not. I mean, I really think it's crumbling right in front of their eyes, to be honest with you. And I've totally put my entire... everybody in my workspace I've completely put on to you, and I can say out of 10 people I work with, everybody there sees the problem, what's going on, sees exactly what's going on. People didn't want to believe in the beginning, thought I was crazy. And every time I'm there listening to you every day at work, and they're like, wow, this guy fucking tells the truth straight up. Sorry for cursing.
It's all right. We just had to delay out. The internet got to hear it. Well, listen, if you'd like to send us documentation, I can put you on hold and give you one of our emails where we can probably have a chance to actually get it. We get so many. And I'd like to hear more about that. I actually have a stack of mainstream news admitting now that the FBI manufactures fake terror. They're not infiltrating. They go out whole cloth and create it, and they always use low-grade morons.
You could accept the fact that this city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr.
Yes.
Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the guys put that together from Ghostbusters trying to have some fun. I guess it is gallows humor because we're at a real crossroads here. You've got a lot of people that are awake. You've got foreign banks that have taken over Europe that run us through the Federal Reserve. They're trying to destroy our country. I mean, they paid 20-something billion to ship General Motors out of the country to four different nations. Cadillac, Volt, all built out of the country now. I mean, if that isn't treason and sabotage, I don't know what is. And they just do it right out in the open. They have tax incentives to move our jobs to China. China owns most of our so-called debt now, to where we can't even have a human rights activist they've tortured for years. He's in a standoff with the people in China for months protecting him. The Chinese people are uprising all the time. He escapes to the U.S. embassy and they just turn him back over. Because they own us. The corrupt have sold us down the river. We've got to recognize it and say, this is fraudulent. I don't accept this. I don't owe money for your derivatives. It's us or them. They're all going to go to jail, folks, if we take the country back. That's why they're so dangerous. Do you understand that? I'm going to go to your calls. I'm going to shut up. Just if you just joined us, leaked U.S. Army document outlines plan for re-education camps in America, and you read this thing, and it's confirmed, it's authentic, it's on the government's major sites, Paul links to it, and what's happening is government contractors and people are just leaking this right out onto the government contracting sites. And we've got all the contracts that go with it that have been confirmed. Mind-blowing. Go read it. Arresting people for their political views and putting them under PSYOPs in camps, taking their kids from them, their guns. It's entitled FM3-39.40. This needs to be huge news. We need to demand this be covered. Remember, it took 2 weeks for me to be able to get people to admit NDAA was real. Let's go ahead and go to... I got a pastor in North Carolina. We'll see if that's about NDAA. We got Woody is just retired police officer. We've got Army officer or ex-Army. We've got police that have been listening the longest. We'll go to Jay in California to get his take on this. Jay, thanks for calling and holding. What's your view on civilian inmate labor camps and people being arrested for their political views and held by the Army at concentration camps?
Well, I definitely think that... that there are legitimate issues like NDAA, that's legitimate policy. I think that Presidential Directive 51 is. But with regard to this particular document, I would like you and or Paul Joseph Watson to point us specifically to where this mentions anything about CONUS, because I have found this document on an Army website, armypubs.army.mil. This is not a top secret document, and I think
it says restricted. Oh, again, I should just settle down. You're calling in trying to run a PSYOP here on our audience. It's illegal to have the TSA all over the country doing warrantless checkpoints and training police to search bags. Okay, that's been ruled over and over again. We've got regular military and Marines right where you're out there in California in the news running DWI checkpoints 30 miles from base on U.S. citizens. That's illegal. We have got Homeland Brigade saying they'll pull triggers on citizens. I've been to countless urban warfare drills, and you're calling up going, your hair is on fire, you shouldn't be upset, and you started out by saying NDAA is legitimate across the political spectrum. The entire world, even the communist London Guardian, said this is unprecedented evil, the secret arrest of U.S. citizens. Unbelievable. You think PDD 51 is great, I guess. So let me guess, what type of police officer are you? And do you feel like this is okay because you've been let in to some of it and told the PSYOP that was crafted for you?
No one said this is okay. What I'm saying to you is this particular document is not what you're making it out to be, and you need to tell us specifically where it mentions the continental United States within this document. You are misleading your audience like you did before with 20 minutes with the president.
Okay, I want to hold on 1 second. No, that was a mock interview with the president that we had a computer glitch for a minute. The thing wasn't on the bottom. That happens. It was like 20 pages long. Look, I'm trying to find something here. Where is the article? I just read this to people. I just read from the document. It says it's for in the U.S. We read that part. And it says identifies malcontents, trained agitators, political leaders within the facility who may try to organize resistance to create disturbances, develops and executes indoctrination programs to reduce or remove antagonistic attitudes, identifies political activists, provides loudspeaker support such as administrative announcements at facility instructions where necessary, helps the military police commander control detainee and DC populations during emergencies, plans and executes PSYOP program that produces an understanding and appreciation of U.S. policies and actions. So you don't deny that this doesn't exist. You're saying that, well, I mean, what's misleading? Tell me.
What I'm saying is this, Alex. I'm not denying
hold on,
that the
hold
exists.
On, buddy boy. You said I'm misleading people. You tell me in this document what I'm misleading people again. Don't use that Perry Mason garbage where you say, or I do some satire and you say everything I do is satire. This is not satire. Okay? Now, I'm talking straight to you. Right now, I'm asking you, what is it true about this groundbreaking FM3-39.40? What is in this document, okay, that is not ground? It is groundbreaking. Groundbreaking. Now, I already knew this because I've been to these drills and seen it without it being, you know, admitted. that they are saying this will be used domestically as well in DOD support to U.S. civilian authorities for domestic emergencies and domestic law enforcement and other activities. Let me ask you as a police officer, do you ever use the military in warrant service?
Tell us page and paragraph in the PDF where we can find it in reference to the United States of America.
I have the document. I mean, I've just read from it.
Get Paul on the air and have him tell us where it's at, because he read it. He wrote about it.
Hold on. Are you saying, sir, we've got all the links where they are doing the hiring and saying it's for domestic operations? Well, I appreciate that. Listen, you're not going to answer my questions, are you? Have you worked with the military as a police officer in domestic operations?
I called to ask you about this.
Yeah, that's enough. I'm done with you. You think you're part of the system. You watch what happens to this country. You try to stall the American people and use psyop techniques on them. You go ahead and do that, buddy. You go ahead and tell everybody everything's fine. They're not arresting Amish, and they're not arresting people with lemonade stands. They're not raiding people that are selling organic food in California. You go ahead and tell them the NDAA. You said, I think the NDAA is legitimate? Wow. You just watch what happens to this country. And if we're able to hold this back, you'll get to sit there and say, oh, see, nothing went on. They cried wolf. And you know what? That's great. You go ahead. If we're able to defeat this, I will love it. If people that aren't sophisticated say, oh, well, see, it wasn't bad. Man, that is incredible. I read the PDF this morning. Guys, print me the PDF. I read it at home. I mean, they got sections of it. Yeah, get Watson on air. I just read from it where it says, within U.S. territory and involve DOD support to civilian authorities for domestic emergencies. Pull up the PDF on screen and control F search U.S. territory, U.S. territory. Put that in, and that'll bring the paragraph up instantly instead of me having to read the whole thing again. Just pull up the PDF in front of everybody watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. Type that in. It'll give you the document. You know what that guy did? He did what that congressman out of Tennessee did when Jesse Ventura goes in and says, you authored a bill to expand camps for political dissidents around the United States, and we've gone and seen some of these camps prepared. And he says, I don't know what you're talking about. And he goes, I don't believe space aliens are coming down to eat me. And he said, no, camps for civil emergencies, the civilian inmate labor camp program, the Emergency Centers Establishment Act. Yeah, blow it up. Show them. There it is. Blow it up. I mean, anybody can go do that. Just print it for me and I'll do it because there's so many of them. Blow it up bigger because I can't read that on screen. See, that's what they do. Just like when NDAA said it would secretly arrest citizens, for 2 weeks the media said it didn't say it, so we couldn't build up opposition to beat it. And then Obama said he wouldn't sign it, and then he did. It's all in there. Yeah, what you do is you have to hit the full. You have to hit the full. In one search, U.S. territory as one word to find that. And there it is, over transportation, over everything. That is how a psyop is run. So you see, everything's fine in America. Don't get your hair on fire. Don't get movement. Don't get the people to want the TSA not grabbing their genitals in Houston and Dallas and the military out at the Kite Festival here in Austin. And every TV show I turn on are drama. Or they have the NFL draft and they say, now the draft, and the Army walks in. No, there's no psyop going on. There's no clergy response team documents I got that were later confirmed to be accurate, saying they're training clergy to tell people to stand down and go into camps. There it is, legal obligations. Within the United States territory, there are specific legal restrictions governing the use of U.S. military forces. That's only one part. Hit control F again. Unbelievable. I will find that and pull it up for you, buddy boy. Let's go ahead and talk to Woody, just retired police officer. Woody, he's not saying everything's fine, but everything is okay. You think everything's okay in America? What do you think about this?
You know, that young man there, you know, he's definitely taking the blue pill, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And us old-timers, we've been chased off the job, you know, because we were the kind of people that spoke our minds. And when I remember sitting in back in 2004 for FEMA training, and they started talking about George Washington as a terrorist, me and a bunch of other guys immediately just started just yelling at this guy, hey, this is a political agenda here. What are you doing? What are you talking about? George Washington is a terrorist. This is ridiculous. Well, half of us got up and left and walked out.
Oh, let me stop you. I was sent by a firefighter 18 hours of footage of FEMA in 2000, teaching them that the founders are bad, America's bad, constitutionalists are terrorists, Ron Paul stickers are bad, basically. And people saw that footage and didn't believe it. Just like the MIAC and Homeland Security report, they didn't believe that returning veterans were the number one threat. You're saying you were in Washington. Tell us about that. You just retired. Tell us what they told you in 04.
This was a political agenda. Anybody with half a brain could see what these bozos were dishing out to us. And the old-timers sitting there, and there was half old-timers and half of these young kids that believe all this garbage they get on TV about what it means to be a peace officer. Now, those old-timers just started yelling at the instructor, telling them, hey, listen, what are you talking? This is political agenda here. Are you aware you're pushing a political agenda? And we were outraged. We were indignant. And, you know, then they started sending people to the fusion centers for tours, and most of us old-timers, we didn't get the invitation.
Well, of course, they want to find out who's an idiot. And that's the thing. Most of these people that have gotten into this, they're into it now, and they don't want to admit they're wrong.
They think being a police officer is going out there and being a revenue collector, okay? Going out there and writing hardworking people tickets for all these ridiculous infractions.
Well, the worst part is it'd be one thing if the country was going bankrupt and you had to get revenue. No amount will pay it. It's impossible. It all goes to foreign banks. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, you know, we'll just go back to the 80s, back what they started with in the 80s with the continuity of government agenda. You know, and the police are essential. You got to brainwash the police. You got to get the police to go along with the program, because you can't bring the military in right away. You got to do it incrementally, and this is what they're doing. They're doing it incrementally. You're absolutely right. You're hitting it right on the head. And young man like this guy just called in, he's either a fraud or a total goof or doesn't have a clue to what's going on in his life.
Well, you notice he wouldn't say if he works for the military. My gut says he's like a deputy liaison to the Pentagon or InfraGuard or FBI, because you know they do that and give them a little extra money. Listen, buddy, you're nothing special. They tried to recruit every dentist my dad works with. This is big, okay? They've never done this before. They're building up for a giant offensive against this country.
They have to bring in foreign troops to enforce it, because I'll tell you, my whole family's military. I have sons in the military, been in the military, Afghanistan, Iraq. And I'm going to tell you right now, these fine young people in the military are going to rebel. They're not going to go along with it. So they're going to have to bring in lots of United Nations forces to do it.
Well, you know, I used to hear that 15, 16 years ago and think people were crazy, but they were all former military and they'd been in the briefings. Now it's in the news, 15 foreign nations to be used against domestic terrorists during crises. I mean, they're admitting it.
Thank you for all you do, Alex.
God bless you. I appreciate your call. You know what makes me frustrated? When he said that, I get mad. I don't want to start screaming at people, because I read this morning, I scanned through it. I read Paul's article. He's counting on you not doing that. Or it's 300 pages long. Maybe he doesn't know what he's reading. But you notice this. Every time I cover something, I'm told it isn't real. And every once in a while, we are wrong. And I wish I was wrong about this. Let me explain something. I have footage of it, of them training to take over San Francisco and take people's guns. I have the Marines admitting it on video. I had the Boy Scouts on footage in 1998. Now it's been in the New York Times, training to go door-to-door and take guns in Hebron, Maryland. Now it's admitted nationwide. And people call me going, don't bash the Boy Scouts. I'm not bashing the Boy Scouts. They're being taken over. I'm not bashing the police. I've got family that are police. The point is, I am bashing what it's being turned into. That'd be like, to use a gross analogy, it'd be like if somebody use the bathroom, defecated on your coat, and you put it on with stuff all over it. And I said, "Ooh, that's disgusting." You said, "How dare you not like my coat?" It's not the coat; it's what's all over it. Don't you under? In fact, get me Watson on the line, because that guy made me so angry. I want to just stress all that, and then add even more, and then add civilian inmate labor camp program where they admit they're going to use the U.S. Army with psyops against the American people already in place. The Emergency Centers Establishment Act, clergy response team, everything. Just hit them, and put newscast about the clergy training folks to go to camps and psyops. And we'll say, pure psyop. And he'd probably call back and say, that's not a psyop. Let's jam, and we're going to go to Charles. Hadn't gotten in years. If this is the Charles, I think. Charles, you've been listening for 15 years. What do you think of that call?
Oh, well, he is, let me remind you, with Katrina, let me remind you, policemen like that, making women show their breasts for water, women getting raped in the Dome Stadium, the police out there laughing, putting dogs on people, and I reported you for asking for water, shooting people, innocent people on bridges, retarded people, I reported that. They just convicted
you. You broke that on our show, and then it came out of your, it came out later. Stay there, brother. It's so good to hear your voice. You've been trying to get in for a while?
Sir?
No, I just hadn't heard from you in like a year. Have you ever tried to get in?
Get in, Mr. Jones. It's sure hard to get in.
Well, stay there. I'm going to come back and talk to you and then others. And I just can't believe this country. We've got socialist health care now. I thought that would never happen. You people in denial, man. I have never heard Paul Watson in almost 11 years of working with him yelling angrily. I call him, he's listening to the show, and he goes, it's in there! There's a screenshot of the subsection! It says domestic operations. Put it on screen right now, we found it. Unbelievable that PSYOP guy called in. 2-40. That is the section, 2-40. You heard the guy admit it's on an Army website as well, like it's no big deal. Like, oh, we have it in public. You know, Hitler does stuff in public, so it's okay. The IR tasks performed in support of civilian support operations are similar to those during combat operations. But the techniques and procedures are modified based on special OE association with operating within U.S. territory and in accordance with categories of individuals, primarily D.C., see D.C.'s domestically, to be housed in IR facilities. And it goes on and on and on. They're hiring them in the purchase orders for domestic and for citizens. And here it is. Watson is just beside himself. We're able to get him on Skype. We got him. Detaining operations. Chapter 5. Civilians. Operating inside the United States. Synchronization with the local. Paul, did you hear that guy whenever I would ask him, I would say to him, okay, so but you do warrant service with the military. See, that's illegal. They've kept it secret. He feels special doing it. I could sit here all day. I could take 100 calls from cops. He'll call in and go, yeah, the military comes and serves warrants with us secretly. Guys, it's illegal. It's kept secret. It's not bomb disposal. I tell you, man, this is so big, Paul. And you notice he's like, calm down, calm down. That's the PSYOP that's in the clergy response team. Calm down, go to the camp, calm down. It's no big deal. Don't get upset. Calm down, listen to NPR. You know, take some Valium. Go quietly into the night. Get in the car, little kid. Everything's, what do you say to him, Paul?
Well, it's complete denial and BS, basically. I don't know whether it's the same guy, but there's a comment on the article from somebody who says, I'm a JAG officer with the U.S. Army, and basically says that the article's a blatant lie to deface the United States Army's character because he claims it's just for terrorists in Afghanistan. Well, Mr. JAG officer, just because of that stupid little troll comment, I went through the entire document again and specifically selected and put them as screenshots on the article where it directly says, quote, these operations may be performed as domestic civil support operations. The federal agencies involved in them and are DHS, U.S. Public Health Service, and
let me stop.
Yeah.
When they fire a PSYOP at us, we fire back with truth and crush them. They're trying to pass a law in England to secretly arrest you and disappear you forever. China just passed it based on our NDAA. They're trying to say they're going to record everything. They admit they're doing that here. It's illegal. These guys are going to have a lot of trouble. You know what? I'm glad they're still in the PSYOP of denial because that discredits them. If they came out and tried to sell it as good, then it'd be harder to beat them. But the fact that they still think we're stupid and in the dark, you just keep it up, you anti-American enemies, because you hear the other military calling in and most of them are awake and you know that's freaking them out, isn't it?
Oh, without a doubt. And I mean, here's another quote. The authority to approve resettlement such operations within U.S. territories, again, within U.S. territories, would require a special exception to the Posse Comitatus Act, which can be obtained via, quote, the president invoking his executive authority. So they're saying we can do all this, indoctrination, convincing
just keep
people.
Adding, keep hitting them hard, just absolutely, and have the clergy response team documents and the news admitting they're training us to go to camps. Hit them, and then hit them again. Good job, Watson.
But there's even more.
No, that's enough. Just hit them hard. Our listeners are going to defeat his psyop. You're not going to defeat America, scum. You're the enemy. You work for the foreign banks. Everybody's going to get our article just because you did that and double send it out to everybody. I'm going to come back and finish up with Charles, then Gerald Celente, and then all the pastors and everybody else. We'll be right back.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've added PDF screenshots of all the sections saying the re-education camps are for the political dissidents inside the U.S. So see, all of you that serve this evil system, the foreign bankers, you got a decision to make. I know a lot of you are going to choose liberty. A lot of you are going to choose to side with who you think is going to win. So go ahead and hitch your wagon to that. Good luck. We've got U.S. Army Chris, Joe. We've got a bunch of other security military people calling in. I got Celente set, but I'm going to try to jam everybody in. He always likes to take calls. Charles in Louisiana, though, I never get to talk to him. Charles, I got to get your number. We lost it last time we got it. You've handed out thousands of my films over the years. You did. We were in Katrina. You broke major news on the disaster relief. When you called in and said, and I'd already been talking to you 7-8 years, yeah, they're shooting people coming over the bridge. They shot a retarded kid. I was like, really? And then later, months later, it all came out. And of course, you'd said you'd seen that. So, but finishing up, what do you make of people that are in denial about all this? I mean, look at Katrina. Put them in the Superdome, wouldn't let them leave, went to the high and dry areas, took the guns. I guess that never happened either, right?
That's the kind of cops, I've been in their camps at the Dome Stadium. Women were getting raped. They standing outside putting dogs on people laughing, Mr. Jones. I've reported this to you every day. Every day in Katrina, I would get a report and I would call you up. Do you remember that?
Yes, I remember.
And the cops said, what you got, babe? Let me show you now. Thursday, show me, bring up the bra and you get 2 bottles of water. We bad, baby.
Humiliating women. I mean, that is the lowest of the low. And there was even some photos of that that came out.
The cops really hate it. You know, I remember their reporters. Look at this BT. I went to the BT spill. They did the same thing up there. They wouldn't let me up in there. They sent me back. They sent me back. Said, you get your whole family arrested. You ain't going in there. No, you're going to report this to Jones. I said, man, I'm just coming to save some animals. You know, you're going to turn that thing around. Get out of here. The same cops as I'm at BP was in New Orleans. The same cops.
Well, yeah, they have special little units of scum that they keep like their pets.
I said, man, you don't care about that. Don't worry about it. Let me worry about that. I said, that woman's got 2 kids in her arms. She needs some water. Don't worry about her. She ain't too thirsty. I said, man, we'll give it. Look, you're going to go, I'll hit you in the head with this building. Get out of here. They wouldn't even let our boss.
Yeah, I mean, those type of people get off on putting people in cells and not giving them food and water. I saw a thing where the feds kept a guy in a jail cell for no reason for 5 days until he almost died just for fun. That was in the news yesterday.
Yeah, don't let that guy excite you because they got thousands of ignorant people like that. They give them a badge and a gun and they really want to shoot somebody. They want authority. They want to tell you what to do. You've been doing this for years. I tried to prove you wrong. For the first year, I tried to prove you wrong. And then when I found out your heart was right, I put out 7,000 tapes over. You have never misled the people purposely. If it was, it was the documents that misled them.
Yeah, I'd say about 1 out of 100 stories we get wrong. The difference is the mainstream media.
You have never been that off. Mr. Jones, I listened to you. I worked with your tapes. I called you many times. You're the last of the Mohegans, my pal. So help me God. I cried on the air. I thank God for you every day. Be- because without you, we would have never got the truth. And I'm not trying to blow air, your way hot air, but you're the only thing keeping us together with the truth.
Well, we got a lot of people aware of what's going on now, and we've got a shot at beating these people together, my friend. Charles, good to hear from you. And last time I drove through Louisiana, I wish I had time to stop and see you, but we need to meet sometime in person. You've been listening to the show, what, since like 99, 98?
1999, I got you. When you first tape Police 2000, that's when we started talking.
Yeah. Well, hey, I'll put you on hold.
That's how it come to pass. That tape come to pass, everything you put in that tape.
Yeah, I even said that you'd stage terror to bring in the police state. About a year and a half later, it did. I'm going to put you on hold, get your number. We'll put it in the computer so I don't lose it.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I tell you, Gerald Celente came into this show during a total hornet's nest. We're going to get into the economy and a lot more, but we will get to Joe, Chris, Anthony, Richard, and Richard before this hour gets too long in the tooth. I wanted to get Gerald on about the economy, about the new developments, about the world, about all the craziness. But Gerald, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago on the show, you know, trends forecasted, social unrest, internment. As things unravel, they're going to clamp down, you know, is his saying. But in the middle of all this, we found a leaked document. And sure enough, the guy did say something true earlier. It was actually on an Army website as well. This is real. Leaked U.S. Army document outlines plan for re-education camps in America. And it says political dissidents will be taken to camps and have psyops and re-education run on them. And it says over and over again in the document, go read it. Go read it for yourself, folks, and go look at the document itself. That it will be political dissidents in America. And they also use this overseas. And it goes on and on and on. I tell you, Gerald, from trendsresearch.com, they are now having TSA that started in Boston and New York, all over the country. In fact, they've announced they're coming to Austin to start the groping. They're just at checkpoints, and they do the same thing. Search your bags, start grabbing on you. I'm done. I mean, it's not that, oh, be tough. Let the potbelly, you know, grope at the airport. I physically can't handle it, and especially my children. It's because they get off on it. It's not like the doctor where they got to look at you. These people enjoy it. I know you travel a lot. You've talked about it. And now this is martial law. They are phasing it in, the NDAA, the secret arrest. And I've had a lot of police and military call in. Over 90% are awake. Yesterday, everybody agreed. Today, everybody agreed. But one guy, and he calls in saying, yeah, well, some of this is going on, but so what? You know, I mean, what do you say to people that don't recognize this? Because you've worked in politics as a consultant. You know, you've done it all. A best-selling author for, you know, for decades. What do you say to people who don't know history and don't recognize that we've got serious problems? What do you say to people like that?
You know, I just returned from Berlin. And, you know, I travel around. And to me, Berlin, before World War II, was grander than Paris. The boulevards, the streets. And, you know, these are the Germans. I mean, they have, you know, they have it down as far as engineering, style, culture. You know, this isn't a third world banana republic. And you see these beautiful buildings, Alex, from the late 1800s, early 1900s. And then you see in between them all new construction from post-World War II. And this keeps going on everywhere you go. These were all bombed out buildings. So it's been haunting me since I've returned. I said to myself, these are the Germans. How can they have let a two-bit little freak like Hitler destroy their entire country? And then, you know, you look over to Italy, and they had their little freak over there, Mussolini, El Duce, maybe appropriately El Duce bag. And how could they have let this guy destroy their country? And then you look in America, and guess what? We have our two-bit freaks over here as well. Oh, I'm a political dissident because I don't believe the freaks? It's a freak show. I look at the presidential reality show. It's a freak show. Obama just pulled off of George Bush going to Bagram Air Force Base with that phony little speech of his.
He should have been wearing a codpiece like Bush on the aircraft carrier.
Exactly. It was the same thing, just in a different place. And the people are being led by freaks. TSA, Janet Napolitano, hey, you make up your own mind. If you look up to that, that's fine. To me, it's a freak show. So what my dilemma is, how do educated people let their lives be destroyed? This isn't just, you know, a philosophical debate. We're talking about the destruction of an entire nation like Germany that was probably the most at the top of the game in Europe, or probably the Western world outside the United States, that was building up very strongly as far as the new nation. How could they have been brought down to this destruction? 15 million people having nowhere to live after World War II ended. 15 million. How could we continue to fight these wars and let freaks run our lives? Now, is the word of the use, the word freak, too harsh? I mean, look, Charlie Chaplin did a great takeoff on Hitler. You want to see a little freak? Hey, to me, anybody that believes George Bush or Obama, knock yourself out. To me, it's a freak show. It's a freak show for these politicians to go around the country. Hey, I'm going to go down on the farm and I'm going to talk like this and sit on a bale of hay. And I'm going to talk to the folks. I listened to Obama's, one of his recent speeches. He used folks in it about, you know, 15 times.
Wait a minute. Did you hear Hillary when she goes to different areas? She talks in the accent. So does Rick Perry. When she went to Kentucky, she went, "I'm here, y'all. Good to see." Guys, pull up Hillary talks with Kentucky accent. And it's like, even they were like, what is this? You know, the most wild-eyed moonshine-drinking hillbilly didn't talk like that. That's the condescension of these people.
Exactly. So what it is, what has happened to the human spirit? That here we are watching our nation being destroyed in front of us. Everyone knows it. I mean, the TSA, this is just a show that they're going to be keep putting more and more pressure on us until we have no rights left. And by the way, that's what the Germans told me as well. They didn't lose their rights just in one day. They were taken away from them, taken away to the point where if they spoke out, they would be taken out. And the same thing's happening here. A political dissident? I mean, what? If you don't believe in the crap that they're shoving down your throat, then you're an enemy of the state? How, you mean when you can see through the syndicate and call them a bunch of criminals? Oh, then you're a dissident? So what's happening here? But again, to me, and this is what it's going through my head since my return, what is it in the human spirit that gives the people the lack of courage, dignity, respect, integrity?
I'll tell you what it is. Corrupt control freaks want power and will weasel in. And normal people just want to go home and be with their family and sit there with horror. And they are buying 5 million guns a month. So people are waking up. But I agree with you. This is insane. And reading this this document, leaked U.S. Army document, and we found out it is on Army sites as well after it was leaked, outlines plan for re-education camps in America. And it says they're going to, if you criticize the government, if you're involved in political activities, or you're identified as a malcontent, trained agitator, political leader, that you'll be taken for re-education at the camp.
Well, look at the cover of the Trends Journal. What was it? Is next train to Auschwitz.
Well, and the one before that was you as an enemy of the state. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so we've been saying this. We've been talking about it. It's here in front of us. Could you imagine being a political, not agreeing with the crap that they're shoving down our throats, and all of a sudden you're singled out and taken out? And where are you? It's only going to get worse. The financial collapse is underway. There's no solving the problems in Spain, in Italy, in Greece, in England, in Ireland, in Portugal, in Romania, in Bulgaria, in Hungary, in the United States.
It's like you said, it's only going to get worse. And now they admit Spain is totally collapsing, exactly as many of our financial experts, you and others, predicted. It went right through Ireland, right through Greece, right through Italy, then into Spain, Portugal, France, right through, all totally collapsing. And the bankers demand more when it's not even their money. It's their debt.
Yeah, and then figure this one out. Why do the people have to suffer because of what the banks made bad bets? By the way, up in Iceland, they were the first country that went belly up. And they said they had a direct democracy. They had a referendum. The people said, no, we're not going to pay the banks. They made bad bets. All those people that put the money in the banks and lost it, that's their problem. The Danish, the English, and the others.
And it turned out at 92% of that in that country, was it 93? It wasn't their debt. The media said it was their debt. It wasn't.
Exactly. So they didn't have austerity measures. It's not the Spanish debt. It's not the American debt. Look at that Henry Frankenstein Paulson guy that was the Treasury Secretary, former CEO of Goldman Sachs gang under the Bush regime, that made up this whole TARP story that we had to bail out the banks. What, does everybody have ADD? They can't remember that one? Go back to the videotape. Listen to Frankenstein Paulson telling the people, oh, we're going to bail it out because we're going to save the homeowners. That's right. That's what he said. So what this is, Alex, in pure and simple fashion, for anybody that has a brain that's still working, it's called fascism, the merger of state and corporate powers. The money changers and bankers have taken over. Everybody in the world has to bail them out so they could keep living in the style that they've been accustomed to.
While their media lectures us that it's our debt.
Exactly, and it's not. You know. By the way, you know, I can't stand what's going on. I'm so sick and tired of watching. I have to watch this stuff. CNN, MSNBC. I mean, this is kiddie crap. And they just keep going on and on with it, with this arrogance. This is what it is, and this is why you should believe
Gerald,
it.
Stay there.
This is what I know.
It's incredible. We're going to come back and take a few calls, but get into other trends and also what you witnessed in Europe. We're going to talk to Anthony first up. He has secretly worked with the military. He has some info on the FEMA camp information. Stay with us.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Gerald Celente with us for the rest of the hour. We're going to be taking some calls on what his last two Trends journals have been talking about, going after political dissidents. Well, the last one was all these obese people being packed on the trains. Maybe we can go get those graphics we had from the TV show a few weeks ago when he was on and show those for people coming up. But we've had a real nerve with people in there trying to deny this, says it's for domestic operations, when there's hundreds of other documents and this one admitting it's for domestic operations. But that's good. It's good that some military people are freaking out saying this can't be true. What about the NDAA saying we'll secretly arrest citizens and disappear them or kill them, like with the Predator drones? What about the drones domestically? What about all of this, all this stuff you people denied? I saw Homeland Security on C-SPAN say they'd have TSA on the streets of America 9 years ago. Now it's happening. Oh, I was a fearmonger. That wasn't going to happen. Oh, by the way, we have the Hillary fake Kentucky voice. This is real from when she was running against Obama in 2008. Here it is.
I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy. I don't believe he brought me this far.
That's enough. You think I'm joking. And I heard Rick Perry speaking to Hispanic groups in California who's running for president, and I would be so insulted because he was going, hello, good to see you. He wasn't speaking Spanish. He was going, I've got some family that does that. We'll be at a Mexican food restaurant and they'll go, I would like taco. I mean, it's so condescending. Is that what you were talking? It'd be like, Gerald, if I went to an Italian restaurant and said, hello, Luigi, or like some kind of fake Italian accent. Oh, mamma mia. Or it'd be like if you went, you know, into, say, some East Texas people's restaurant, we're like, hey, how you doing there, boy? Why don't you bring me a chicken fried steak? I mean, it's so condescending. Is that what you were talking about?
Well, yes, in the sense that it's a freak show. That's all it is. These are freaks. Only a freak would behave like, no, hey, wait a minute. She's the Secretary of State. She was a presidential candidate and a former first lady. I could become a political dissident for calling a freak, because only a freak would behave like that. In my estimation, the crowd appeared to love it. They were all applauding like little children. And that goes back to what I was saying. How could a civilized society like Germany, you know, the top engineers in the world, this beautiful country, be taken over and bowed down to and suck up and follow a two-bit freak like Hitler? How could Italy have done it? How does America do it? The people keep applauding. They applauded that cheap act. Let me read you this. You want to see a part of a freak show and a guy that applauds? Chris Matthews, host of MSNBC's Hardball, how about Softball, raved about President Obama's speech made to American troops during his surprise visit to Bagram Air Force Base in Afghanistan. Oh, and you go back to the speech, and President Obama says, how close to our heart Bagram Air Force Base is. I'm sure everybody out there listening, it's so close to your heart, and you could find it, you know, on a map and put a pin on it. Anyway, quote, I imagine being a soldier over there. This is what you want to hear, Matthews said. Imagine being a soldier over there? What is this clown playing
with?
The
soldiers, most of them, say they want to come home. The guy that killed all those people begged not to be sent back for a fourth time as part of his foot had been blown off. But they always imply, let's support the troops. And everybody knows what they want. The war to continue and to be sent in for a seventh tour. That's what they really want. That's what that movie Hurt Locker said. That's not true.
So here you have this little altar boy, Chris Matthews. I imagine being a soldier over there. What are you, 6 years old? You can't imagine this. You have no idea what it's like. But this is the kind of prostitute. You know, that's such great stuff. I was so proud of the president, I must say. I mean, come on. This is what it is. So these are the prostitutes leading the people to war. And again, I keep going back to the premise. How could people buy this cheap freak show?
Well, by the way, it is a freak show. Let's say if I came up to New York to see you like I've done, and if we were at dinner and I started doing a New York accent, you would think I was a freak. Or if you came down to Texas to visit me, and you get here and suddenly you're like, how you doing, Alex? I'd be after a while, I'd be like, Gerald, are you on medication? I mean, they're freaks. I promise we're going to your calls when we come back. And then Gerald's got a bunch of other info he's going to be breaking down. He's going to tell us what's coming up in his latest trends alert. But they got folks holding. I'm going to get to you. Anthony, when we come out of break, you're up next. All I want is my due process and my country back. But General Motors paid, what was it, total $22 billion to ship the Volt plants, the Cadillac plants, and some of their other car manufacturing to China, Brazil, Eastern Europe, and Mexico. So you paid in the bailout money, your tax money, to ship it out of the country. And they just announce it. If those aren't traitors, because it's one thing if companies want to leave. You know, we should have tariffs that are fair. Of course, we don't. Shouldn't have tax incentives. No, there's a reason everything left the country. Because we have traitors running the nation. This story's up at DrudgeReport.com. It's our report from InfoWars.com. Rand Paul launches campaign to end the TSA. Very important. We need to all get behind that. I got a lot of other news I want to go over with Gerald Celente and also ask what's on his radar screen. But biggest news in a long time here. confirming what we already knew. I mean, they're saying the president wants a law to secretly disappear you. And then people are like, oh, it doesn't say that. Yeah, it does, the president says. And he's not going to sign it, but he did sign it. And then he wasn't going to use it, but now he says, I may. And they're training the police to do this type of stuff. And so you've got to admit the system's bad. Stop living in denial. We got to go back the other direction. Not live in denial and go deeper into this. Leaked U.S. Army document outlines plan for re-education camps in America. Political activists would be pacified to sympathize with the government. And it's an amazing article with the PDF and the screenshots highlighted where it says it's for the American people domestically over and over again. And again, I've been to the drills. They're training the military to take us on. So the minority of people are there on the article at InfoWars.com denying that it says that. Oh, and like the NDAA and the Patriot Act and all of it. Gerald Celente, again, is our guest. Let's talk to Anthony in California, who's got a comment on this. Anthony?
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Great. You know, I just want to say, like, I'm not actually military myself, but I did work alongside with a lot of military people. And I got to talk to some of them who've been on multiple tours, like you were just saying. Who knows what really, you know, what's really going on. Now, if I could get in a couple of things, if I may. The first is, you've helped awaken me, and I've talked to a lot of these guys. I used to have a security job that hired a lot of them on and off duty. One person in particular was an active duty soldier who returned from Iraq who is now deployed in Afghanistan. Around the time Bin Laden's supposed death, when all those contracts were placed on the returning soldiers, we talked about Dr. Steve Kuchenik's information. He brought up one of his best friends in the Navy was actually on the ship that was carrying Bin Laden's body, and said that nothing was actually dropped in the water. No real body was dropped into the water.
Well, you know, they had the biggest discipline in decades of that ship. It was 80-plus people they claimed were smoking marijuana and dishonorably discharged them. And the intel we got is that it was a cover-up. Let me ask Gerald Celente of TrendsResearch.com or TrendsJournal.com, what's your take on the Bin Laden thing? I mean, the SEALs have come out and said, stop acting like a hero. Stop using us as ammunition for your reelection campaign. And the media is like, wow, he's a hero. Bill Clinton runs ads saying he's a hero because he made the hard decision. Meanwhile, the Navy SEAL helicopter blew up that they supposedly put the body on. That's a way to say you got him. Have the helicopter fly out, land, take off, blow up. The other SEALs speak out. Their helicopter blows up. 25 of them or whatever die. Then it turns out they were going to save Rangers. That wasn't true. I mean, I guess we're just supposed to believe all this, Gerald.
We did a whole Trends Journal on it when it happened. And we said that if this was a Hollywood movie, it would have been panned by the critics. There was one lie after another. We have it in detail, and I'm going to send it to you. We wrote about it as it happened. And all of the backtracks and lies, like, you remember that famous photo when all of, you know, there was Biden and Hillary Clinton, and they're all intent looking at the so-called video of this thing taking place live. And then we find out, well, that's not really what happened at all. It was one lie after another. The lies are always there, Alex. You remember the Gulf of Tonkin incident that started the Vietnam War that never happened. I'm sure we've all seen over and over those massive amounts of photos of weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda that never happened. And it's the same thing with this whole situation with Bin Laden. It was one big lie. The story kept falling apart, and they kept changing it. And what I'm going to do is we're going to email you that Trends Journal where it's all outlined in chapter and verse from last year. And it was, and that was the beginning, by the way, of Obama's meteoric rise from the slumps of his campaign. If you go back to that time, you remember that Donald Trump was going after him. Oh, and oddly enough, do you know when he did that May 1st, following the big prostitute dinner, when making jokes and all these lame jokes, everybody laughs. Yeah, that's the day he did it. He was getting bombed by Trump. And then all of a sudden, Obama ran. His ratings went to 60%. Following up on that little prostitute that altar boy over there, Chris Matthews. This is what he said. Congressman Moran, Democratic Virginia, I was so proud of him because I imagine being a soldier over there. This is what you want to hear. The troops are backed up by the people at home. And there you have your commander in chief there with you personally. It's great stuff, Matthews said. Quote, he is our commander in chief, and not just by claiming to be, but by acting as commander-in-chief should act. This was a commander-in-chief speech. It was not political. It was motivational. It was exactly what the troops needed to hear, and just as important, what their families need to hear back home, Moran said. Moran said? How about Moron said? You know, and you know, this is another tough guy. You know what this guy was doing during the Vietnam War? He was on a sports scholarship. All of these guys talking tough, what I feel like if I was over there, and these guys have never fought a day in their lives. Oh, and this is what we want to hear. Don't tell me what we want to hear. Tell me what you like because most poll show suck up.
Exactly. Most polls show upwards of 80% have wanted us out of Afghanistan for years. And they just sit there and say, this is what the people want to hear. It'd be like you went to a restaurant and they brought out a bucket of horse manure and said, this is the steak you ordered. And I'm like, no, that's horse manure. And they're like, no, this is what you want. And I'll send you to a re-education camp if you don't like it. Anything else you want to add quickly, Anthony, about information?
Yeah, just two more things, if I may, real quick. The second, a friend of...
Yeah, we didn't disconnect you there, Anthony. Oh, boy. Every time that happens, I get emails. You covered that up with the secret info. Is Anthony gone? I see he's still on the phone. I think his phone must have died.
Put him in the bomber's office.
Okay. Your phone was cutting out. Go ahead and finish.
I can just see them in the office saying, no, SEAL Team 6 has more of a good ring to it. They're actually referred to as a Rev Squad, according to my friend of the Navy. And one last thing, Alex.
Sir, your phone cut out for about 20 seconds. Repeat what you said.
Okay, can you hear me now, Alex?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. Yeah, my friend of the Navy, he actually referred to him about SEAL Team 6, and he said that's just the poster boy name used by the media. The real name of the squad supposedly that killed Bin Laden was called Rev Squad. And a third thing, if I may, can you still hear me?
Yes.
Okay, a third thing, if I may, a lot of these guys... thank me for bringing a lot of this information to them because they've served multiple tours. They see what's going on. They recommended I look into journalism, and I did submit a video for the reporter contest. I haven't seen posted yet. I hope you get to it. If not, there are a lot of great submissions. And
sir, we
it.
Are trying to get it all posted, but we want to dull it out because if we put more than 15 out a day, then people won't watch them. We do plan to start doling some out and actually airing them on air, but God bless you. Yeah, look, all the military I've talked to doesn't buy this, and I talked to a Navy SEAL here in Austin who I've known for years, I'll just leave it at that, and his family's here, and he has a friend in SEAL Team 6, and he said they don't buy it, and he said, yeah, they think they were sabotaged in that helicopter that had 20-plus on board that died, and it was a fake mission. It was on the news. They were battling Al-Qaeda, saving the Rangers. Turned out it wasn't even a real mission. They just put them on, flew them out, it blew up. And the media had to admit that wasn't true. Same thing with Pat Tillman. He was charging an Al-Qaeda bomb emplacement machine guns and got taken out. Of course, turned out they killed him. The Army coroner said they murdered him. So the good news is everybody's not lying, Gerald. But, I mean, look at that. The Pat Tillman, all of it.
And how about that other one, that young girl in Iraq? Remember that one?
Private Lynch.
Yeah. I mean, they keep making this stuff up. Here's that Trends Journal, by the way. The direct democracy issue, and this is from the summer of 2011. And here's the quote I said, a cinema showing a Hollywood B-movie as incoherent and unconvincing as Obama versus Osama would be mercilessly panned by film critics. Here's the story right here. It began with this great story. Obama watched Bin Laden die on live video as shootout beamed to White House. There it is. It's right there. They tell the whole story. By the next day, the script was already beginning to change. There was no firefight. No one fired on Navy SEALs in bin Laden's house. Only one of Osama's associates was armed, and he was killed in an adjacent guest house at the start of the Iraq
operation. If you even believe that, then they dump him in the water.
Remember this one. And an unarmed Osama did not use his wife as a human shield, like the prostitutes said they did, like the White House lied that they did. What was first described as an elaborate, fortified, million-dollar compound was neither elaborate nor fortified. One lie after the next. We outline every one of them. And yet here it is. The whole thing has been recast, and you have guys like that moron Moran and that prostitute Matthews saluting our commander-in-chief. Let me tell you what I believe a commander-in-chief is. You want to call yourself a commander-in-chief, Jocko? Go lead the troops. Go command, chief. Stop shooting off your mouth like you're a tough guy and go over there with the soldiers. Live with them and go lead the charge. And by the way, that's, I include everyone else in that. Anyone that wants to talk tough and be tough, pack up your gear and go fight. Leave me out of your psycho trip.
Well, that's it. And I hear these guys that call in and say, parking lot, kill them all. They can't even find the country. I mean, Iraq did nothing to us. Our government put Saddam in power. This is the reality of this. Now, Gerald, expanding on this, because I want to go back to some more phone calls, but looking at the election landscape, seeing where this is all going, Mittens, Romney, Barack Obama, all the rest of it, what are you forecasting in the election?
Well, what we forecast back on October 3rd, our trend alert, Obama wins again. And that's the way we see it at this point. You have all the Obama apologists. You could go down the line of all the backtracks that he's done. And they keep saying, oh, I like Obama. Oh, you know, he tried and he just can't get anything done. And you give him one lie, one backtrack after another, and they just dismiss it. So Romney, you know, Romney, as we said in that trend alert way back when, was when it comes to healthcare, for example, they're not going to be able to use that one because he has his Romney care. So we see Obama winning again. And that's the way it's going to shape up as we see it at this point.
Oh, boy. Let's take a call from Joe and then Chris. Joe in Texas, former Army, has a take he wants to give us, Gerald, on the political dissidents to be sent to re-education camp document at InfoWars.com. Joe, what's your take on this? It's like the song by, what's his name? Hey, Joe, let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Maryland, former Army. Give us his take on this. Chris, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, thanks for holding. What's on your mind?
This thing about the indoctrination of soldiers, if you remember, Panetta recently in front of Congress, or rather recent, had made the statement that the president and the military takes their orders from the United Nations. I just wanted to share something with you that I know firsthand because I was back in during the time of Camp Abel Century when we were sent to the United Nations mission in Macedonia. And at that time, there was a guy, I'm not sure if you remember him, his name was Specialist New. He refused to go on orders to go to Camp Abel Century because he said, I swore an oath to the United States, not a foreign power, but yet...
No. We've had Michael New on his dad many times. He was going to go under UN command, and this document talks about our troops being under UN command.
Exactly. And before, we were in the group before him. He went in during sometime in October of 95, and I was in there November 94 till about June 95, roughly. But the whole thing of this, it's just incredible. I really don't think our military is going to come against the people. What I think is going to happen is the military knows that they got their families out there in trouble, And what'll happen is they're going to turn the guns on their masters. But what's going to happen is, like you said, we've got foreign national troops within the United States, and then we're going to have United Nations troops coming in, and it's going to be a big war, like you were saying earlier, just a fat war, death, blood, everything, everywhere.
A fat war, that's a good word for it. Thank you, sir. God bless you. Look at this headline, Gerald. Los Angeles Times, Obama's a bigger hero. Bin Laden ordered squads to try to attack Obama's aircraft in mid-2010. That's like Hillary when she got caught lying, saying she was under fire in Bosnia, and it turned out it was all a lie. They're always telling us they're such heroes, Gerald.
I know. Isn't it something? Oh, how about Obama's news story about his girlfriend that never existed? Now, that's being, that he told his whole story in his book. Well, it was a composite. How about a lie? That's all they do.
Well, that's what historians that have seen that have said. It's like the whole thing's just fake. It's like we don't even know who he is.
Again, as I said, you go back. I'm still, it's on my mind continually about seeing Berlin and seeing this beautiful city and the amount of destruction that had happened to it. And it wasn't only Berlin, it was Hamburg, it was Dresden, obviously, and on and on. And you could say, why didn't the people say, stop? How can you do this to us? But yet they believe the baloney, and they believe it in here. Hey, look, Alex, Kim Kardashian just got a $40 million contract. What more can I say about living in this country and what's going on? And by the way, I understand from a lot of people I know in the media and other people that are leaving the country. And people are asking me, am I afraid to stay and when am I going to leave? After coming back from Berlin, I decided...
Hold on, stay there. I want to hear this. This is big. I don't even know what he's about to say. It's a cliffhanger. We'll be right back. Get the concentration camp article at InfoWars.com. Well, I got to say...
Every morning at the mine, you could see him around.
I didn't know that Gerald was going to make some announcement on the show today, and I didn't ask him during the break if he's about to leave the country. In fact, we're going to find out together right now. That'll mark a scary end to this hour. Gerald, go ahead. Recap what you were starting to say.
Yes, so I've been talking to a number of people, and I'm sure you've heard their names as well that are leaving the country, and people have asked me not to say who they are as well. And after coming back from Berlin, I decided I'm staying. I'm not going to let some two-bit dictator throw me out.
Me too. Exactly. I like it.
And if Obama or Romney or Clinton or Bush or any of them have a problem with me and they want to come over and talk to me about it, we can talk about it. And if they want me to leave... Or they could try to make me leave. I'll go one-on-one with them. Or the commander-in-chief's going to send a flunky to go do their fighting for them. I'll talk to any of them. And if people are telling me if I don't like it, leave. No, no, you leave. You're ruining this country, not me. I love this country. You're the guys that should leave. You're destroying it.
That's the spirit right there. Exactly. You're criminals. You're scum. Your authority's a fraud. And all this tyranny, NDA, all of it, is their conviction papers. It's their confession that they're tyrants. They are scum. We're raising the alarm bells. And they may have a bunch of couch potatoes that don't know which end is up. But thinking people are awake. Gerald, they're buying 5 million guns a month, and they say it's because they don't trust the government. What do you think that message is?
Well, again, you just said it. It's a criminal operation. And anybody that supports this criminal operation, that doesn't talk out against this criminal operation, to me, is an accessory to the crime.
Well, yes, sir, they are collaborators.
Everybody that supports the TSA, everybody that supports the bombings, everybody that supports the drone attacks, everybody that supports the bailouts, everybody that supports the Republican and Democratic syndicate, to me, are accessories to the crime. You're the ones that should leave. You're the ones that are a disgrace in my eyes.
They are the collaborators. And when we get this country back, you and I may not make it, but our children will live in a free nation. everybody's going to know they were the collaborators. Just like
that's, that's a good term. Keep calling them collaborators. They're accessories to the crime. They're no different. They're just not only following orders, they are applauding the orders.
Well, you know, the New World Order, that's what really is amazing. They got all these chicken neck New World Order people who really have never been in a fist fight, probably. And they really think they're just going to mass up a bunch of black uniforms and tanks and everybody's scared. And let me tell you, people aren't scared. They're very sad, but they're locking and loading.
Yeah, again, I'm not in for that kind of thing, and it's I'm not gonna because then it just becomes another.
No, I agree. We should be info warring and getting involved. Exactly. I'm just saying a lot of people are gearing up.
A lot of people are gearing up, and a lot of people know what the truth is. And all they're doing is feeding us lies, like this two-bit show that Obama put on at Bagram Air Force Base. So where are those bleeding-heart liberals that were screaming and screeching when George Bush pulled the same mission accomplished stunt? How come they all have lockjaw right now? How come they're not condemning the same kind of actions? Oh, and by the way, how about why isn't it making all of the news that they've been lying about the casualties and the attacks by Afghan soldiers on American soldiers? How come that's not in the news?
Gerald, I know you've got to go, but let's 60 seconds, do five more minutes because I've got a few more questions for you. Incredible information. We'll be right back. Speaking of mind control, top story at Infowars.com, leaked U.S. Army document outlines plan for re-education camps in America. This is just off the charts news, and it's just it's one of the biggest things we've ever reported on. Here's the Attorney General on C-SPAN bragging how he met with media heads to brainwash and demonize the Second Amendment. Here's a short clip of that, and we'll get Gerald's take on it in closing with our interview with him. Here it is.
Every level. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply have a catchy ad on a Monday and then only do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way. We also want to have a hotline that we will set up and have
that's enough.
Number of that.
He goes into a tattletale line. If you're at somebody's house and see a gun, even if it's legal, call the police. And what do they say? They say they will brainwash and re-educate you at these camps. Gerald, can you imagine if we were in one of these camps? And, of course, what they'll do is take us and beat the daylights out of us and torture us and stuff and, I guess, scare everybody else into taking on some type of syndrome where you love your abusers. What's that called? Stockholm Syndrome? This country has Stockholm.
Yeah. And Big Bro over there, he's also put guidelines in, let anyone forget, that they're listening to us now, and what they're also doing, every stroke of your keyboard, every cell phone call that you make, every place that you're on surveillance camera, they're now putting in algorithms to decide whether or not you're an enemy of the state. And when you really think about this, is that if you don't believe their BS, then you have no place in America with a K. And so this Orwell had never dreamt of what would have happened as it's happening now.
And by the way, it's illegal for them to spy on us without warrants, and they just admit it. They have dropped their pants in front of us and are telling us they're going to rape us.
Exactly. And one of the other ones, Alex, that we haven't mentioned was at 7 o'clock on a Friday, and this is important because the government, what they do when they have to release information that they don't want anybody to know, they do it late on Friday after the news media is out of the Capitol, and they do this worldwide, and Saturday is the least watched and read news day. Obama also signed that wonderful executive order that gives El Presidente of Los Estados Unidos, I say that because we're a banana republic now, the full right to take over farms, factories, businesses, banking, everything under, quote, a potential threat. So when you look at what's happened to this country and you listen to a brainwashed tape like that coming from Holder. Oh, and by the way, you know who this Eric Holder is? He's the same guy that was under Clinton. Yeah, that's right. That when Clinton was signing all those pardons, and remember the guy that, what was his name, over in Switzerland, that gave Clinton tons of money to run for campaign? Holder squeaked that one through. That's the high caliber people that we're talking about. Crooks and criminals in high places. They're the best ones to be attorney generals. Oh, and by the way, talking about crooks and criminals in high places, we just saw another report coming out that John the Slime Corzine, you know, the former CEO of Goldman Sachs, senator and governor of New Jersey, and raper of our funds out of the MF Global scam. He's been bundling even more money than they even anticipated for Obama. So it's one big crime syndicate. And anybody, again, in my estimation, that supports the syndicate is an accessory to the crime, or as you would say, a collaborator.
And we're not just saying that. We've come to this point, instead of them lecturing us, it's like, hey, you're now saying the war on terror is over, but the TSA's got to grope us on the streets, that we're the enemy. You're the enemy. I mean, it's that simple. They are the enemy. Gerald Celente, I'm glad to hear that you're going to be staying here. It's our country. It's not the foreign bankers. They're the criminals, and we are going to beat them. We're not just going to stand and fight. We're going to beat them. I feel it. I know it. This country is waking up. God bless you, my friend. Thanks for spending time with us.
Thank you.
PrinceJournal.com. Get our article at InfoWars.com on the FEMA camps. It's going mega viral right now. It's confirmed.